Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to have supervision, enhanced hearing, extraordinary reflexes, to be, dare we say, superhuman? Well, Roku's new Pro Series TV can't do any of that for you. But with a 4K screen, side-firing speakers, and a blazing fast refresh rate, it'll sure feel like it. Elevate your entertainment using all your favorite apps like iHeart and play all your music, radio, and podcasts with the new Roku Pro Series. Your senses aren't better. Your TV is.
So how woke is too woke? Many companies are now trying to figure that out, especially after the demise of Disney, because so many conservatives stopped visiting their parks and stopped doing business with them and canceled Disney Plus. Now, the CEO that is extremely open and woke has now exited the building. The former Disney CEO, Bob Iger, has returned as the CEO, who is also a very woke guy, except he was a little bit more quiet about his wokeness. In a statement Sunday night, the chairman of Disney's board of directors announced that the CEO was stepping down from his position as head of the company, and the former CEO would be returning from retirement to take back the reins as they then try to find a new CEO. They went on to say, hey, we thank Bob for his service to Disney over his long career, including navigating the company through the unprecedented challenges of the pandemic, still refusing to admit that their big problems are actually coming from families that are walking away from Disney. They went on to say the board has concluded that as Disney embarks on an increasingly complex period of industry transformation, it's time for us to bring back our old CEO, situated at the lead of the company through this pivotal period. The Hollywood Reporter also went on to say that the current CEO, or now the ex-current CEO, has exited after signing a multi-year contract in June despite a turbulent year of leadership, during which he plunged the company deep into woke politics by opposing Florida's anti-groomer law that barred teachers from discussing sexuality with third graders. And this is where it went off the rails for Disney. Now, the move proved disastrous for Disney, and they really realized that, yeah, this was dumb over the last 6 months. What happened? The state of Florida stripped Disney of its special tax jurisdiction that essentially allowed it to function like a city government. On the content front, Disney also took to political posturing even further than before. Whether it was casting a trans non-binary actress in Marvel's Ironheart or including a same-sex kiss in a children's movie like Buzz Lightyear, which bombed at the box office after it was exposed. And the Disney brand became so undeniably toxic in the last several months that the company's bottom line fell outright from under it, leading to massive layoffs, drops in stock prices, and overall negative employee morale. Quote, Disney's corporate earnings disappointed Wall Street, sending its stock crashing to new lows. Now the entertainment giant is reportedly planning layoffs, a targeted hiring freeze, and travel limitations on its employees. In a letter to employees, the Disney CEO, or now ex-CEO, said that the company will make tough and uncomfortable decisions, as he put it, saying, I'm fully aware this is a difficult process for many of you and your teams. We are going to have to make tough and uncomfortable decisions, but that is just what leadership requires. And I thank you in advance for stepping up during this important time. That guy who wrote that, now out, serving less than a year. Now, Iger will reportedly serve as CEO of Disney for another 2 years to set the strategic direction for renewed growth and to give the stock some stability as a new successor develops, that according to the board's announcement on Sunday evening. He went on to say, "I'm extremely optimistic for the future of this great company and thrilled to be asked by the board to return as its CEO." Now, Disney employees are reportedly in a state of confusion over the company's plan to also move 2,000 workers to Florida from California, as they are blaming the CEO for the chaos, and that was part of the reason why apparently they said adios to him on Sunday night. Now, to be clear, Disney knows exactly what got them into the situation that they are in. They know that the CEO went all woke and he tried to be blunt and out front. The media also knew that they could get Disney to get really woke. And a perfect example of this is when CNN's Jake Tapper actually said to Stacey Abrams, as she was running for governor in Georgia, quote, "Should companies like Disney and Netflix pull their businesses from Georgia if abortion restrictions go into effect in those states?" Something that Disney jumped all in on, going woke as a company. Take a listen.
Many businesses such as Disney and Netflix have expressed their opposition to the so-called heartbeat abortion ban in Georgia when it was passed in 2019. Do you think those companies should pull their businesses from Georgia when and if this abortion restriction goes into effect?
Let's be clear. This abortion restriction, this extreme ban, will take effect in a matter of days. The Attorney General and the governor have already gone to the 11th Circuit to ask for the stay to be lifted. I would tell every single business and every single woman that they should do what is best for the women who work for them. They need to make certain that they are accommodating the very real health care challenges that will face women in the state of Georgia. It is my hope that we will be able to reverse this law by passing new legislation in 2023, because we also know that Brian Kemp intends to make it even more difficult for women. He intends to add incest and rape as prohibitions. He has already broken our healthcare system by refusing to expand Medicaid, and Georgia already has one of the highest maternal mortality rates in the nation.
So you hear that, all of what Stacey Abrams said is not going to become true because she lost that election to Brian Kemp in Georgia. But you can see how it was very simple and very clear that the liberal left was trying to use Disney as the reason to pretty much justify anything. All right, real quick, let me pause and tell you about our incredible friends over at Patriot Mobile. They are America's only Christian conservative cell phone provider. They want to make it easy for you to try switching to Patriot Mobile from whatever service you have right now. You can give them 60 days to show you why I use Patriot Mobile and why you should make the switch. Right now, when you try Patriot Mobile for 2 months, you get your third month free. Plus, you get free activation. Now, they offer nationwide coverage on the best 4G and 5G networks, and they use the same exact cell towers of all of the three other major carriers. You're going to get the same coverage you have right now. You get the same great service. You get to keep your same cell phone number if you want to. You can even usually use the same phone you have in your hand right now. Now, why do you want to switch? When you do, they actually stand up for our First and Second Amendment rights, and they give a portion of your bill every month back to conservative Christian causes that we all believe in. So if you're ready to support a company that's fighting to preserve our God-given rights and our freedoms, just go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. That's patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. Or you can call them 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. If you're fed up with woke companies that don't care about your values, support a company that actually does. Make the switch today. Get a free month of service plus free activation. patriotmobile.com/Ferguson or 972-PATRIOT. Now, there was also mocking that took place this summer. Mayor Pete said if Rubio, referring to Marco Rubio, who also won re-election in Florida, has time to fight Disney, then why wouldn't he have time to help safeguard same-sex marriage? Again, putting Disney in the center of a political storm.
It's still clear if there are 10 Senate Republicans willing to support it. Republican Senator Rubio told my colleague Manu Raju he's going to vote no, and he called the vote a, quote, stupid waste of time. What's your reaction on that? What's your message to Senate Republicans?
If he's got time to fight against Disney, I don't know why he wouldn't have time to help safeguard marriages like mine. Look, this is really, really important to a lot of people. It's certainly important to me. I started my day, as I try to do on weekends. I try to give Chasten a little bit of a break and do breakfast with both of our twins. That alone, that's no small thing, as every parent of small kids knows. It was one of those days where the tray table wasn't quite fitting into the high chair, and I'm trying to make sure that they're busy enough with their little cereal puffs to give me enough time to chop up the banana and get the formula ready. And it just, I don't know, that half hour of my morning had me thinking about how much I depend on and count on my spouse every day. And our marriage deserves to be treated equally. And I don't know why this would be hard for a senator or a congressman. I don't understand how such a majority of House Republicans voted no on our marriage on as recently as Tuesday, hours after I was in a room with a lot of them talking about transportation policy, having what I thought were perfectly normal conversations with many of them on that subject, only for them to go around the corner and say that that my marriage doesn't deserve to continue. If they don't want to spend a lot of time on this, they can vote yes and move on. And that would be really reassuring for a lot of families around America, including mine.
Mayor Pete there saying if Rubio's got time to fight Disney, then why wouldn't he have time to help safeguard same-sex marriage, referring to codifying same-sex marriage. And Rubio said, look, it's a waste of time. I'm not worried about it. He has won re-election. Mayor Pete obviously in shock. Again, Disney getting in the middle of that conversation. Now, this all goes back to Disney going totally woke and not backing down. And it all happened when they started to fight in Florida, Governor DeSantis. It also all came to a head when they had their internal calls reimagining tomorrow at Disney that came out. When those came out, those recordings of their massive call that they had about reimagining tomorrow, saying we are going to be a propaganda filled company, there were many conservatives that finally said enough. Perfect example of that is a Disney executive producer saying she identifies as a biomantic asexual, and she's so happy to work at Disney so she can have others like her have a voice in indoctrinating your kids.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now, let me remind you of Disney, and I want you to remind you of the workers, the leaders, I should say, not the workers, the leaders of the company who are still all there right now, these executives doing their Reimagining Tomorrow event earlier this year. And this is what one Disney executive had to say.
Yeah, I identify as like a biromantic asexual. I've had a lot of learning and growing about myself this year, kind of facilitated by how comfortable I felt on the Proud Family and with my immediate team at Disney TVA. And so it's just sort of like this creative dissonance between my personal experience where I feel so safe and so supported. I mean, like, I wasn't like in the closet, but like, I'm real out now, but like, and like outside of my team, outside of TVA, it's just, it feels like the things that we believe that we're trying to put into the shows are not what we're seeing in the real world. And yeah, it leaves you in a weird space. I'm still thinking, like, I want to use my content to like go deeper, like talk about how non-monolithic the LGBTQ plus community as an asexual as an asexual. Like, it's just like, I feel like a lot of people don't know what that is. I have to like have a dissertation ready at any given time. I want to like add the pockets of the LGBTQ community that you don't see. I was like, I want to get like gay advanced. And then I realized like, oh, we need to go back to like gay 101. Like, so it's like, I
want to get back to gay advanced. Oh, blank. I want to get back to gay. I got to get back to gay 101 to let people understand who I am, what I am. Now, that's just one of the employees at Disney. We also go back to the Disney CEO who lied about what actually was being said with the Don't Say Gay bill, as they tried to describe it in Florida, which is not what the bill said at all. All the bill said was, don't talk to my third grader, second grader, first grader, or guy or kid in kindergarten about all these sexual exploits and all these sexual issues. In other words, it should be a parental choice, not the school indoctrinating my kid. And the former Disney CEO, who's now coming back as the CEO, if you think he's going to change course for the company, you're wrong. How do I know this? This is what he had to say when he was the ex-former CEO of Disney, now coming back as a current CEO. This is what Bob had to say in an interview on CNN.
A lot of these issues are not necessarily political. It's about right and wrong. So I happen to feel, and I tweeted an opinion about the Don't Say Gay bill in Florida. To me, it wasn't politics. It was what is right and what is wrong. And that just seemed wrong. It seemed potentially harmful to kids. When you're dealing with right and wrong, or when you're dealing with something that does have a profound impact on your business, then I just think you'd have to do what is right and not worry about the potential backlash to it.
Not worry about the potential backlash to it. So if you think that Disney is learning from what they have done, you're wrong. That was the former CEO, now the current CEO, who just replaced the other CEO. Yes, it sounds like a lot of drama because that's exactly what all of this is. But you have to go back to the employees. Disney's diversity and inclusion manager, she came out talking, and this is still what they're doing, saying we've eliminated all mentions of ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls in theme parks because we don't want to assume anyone's gender.
Last summer, we removed all of the gendered greetings in relationship to our live spiels. So we no longer say ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. We've provided training for all of our cast members in relationship to that. So now they know it's hello everyone or hello friends. We are in the process of changing over those recorded messages, and so many of you are probably familiar when we brought the fireworks back to the Magic Kingdom, we no longer say ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we say dreamers of all ages. And so I love the fact that it's opened up the creativity, the opportunity for our cast members to look at that. We have our cast members working with merchandise, working with food and beverage, working with all of our guest-facing areas where perhaps, you know, we want to create that magical moment with our cast members, with our guests. And we don't want to just assume because someone might be in our interpretation, maybe presenting as female, that they may not want to be called princess. So let's think differently about how do we really engage with our guests in a meaningful and inclusive way that makes it magical and memorable for everyone.
So to be clear, what she's saying is just because a mom and a dad dress up a little girl as a princess at the park, don't tell her she's a beautiful princess. That's not what we do. And then you have the Disney corporate president, Carrie. Her name is Carrie. Carrie Burke is still the Disney corporate president. Still going to be working under the guy who attacked Florida in tweets about the Don't Say Gay bill, as he described it, even though the word gay wasn't even in the bill. They just lied about it, and DeSantis defended it and did the right thing. But if you think that Disney is learning from their mistakes, they're not. She's still in charge. She wants you to know that she's a mother of two queer children, as she describes it. Listen.
I'm here as a mother of two queer children, actually. One transgender child and one pansexual child, and also as a leader. One of our execs stood up and said, you know, we only have a handful of queer leads in our content. And I went, what? That can't be true. And I realized, oh, it actually is true. We have many, many, many LGBTQIA characters in our stories, and yet we don't have enough leads.
We don't have enough leads. So we're going to change that. We're going to make sure that we have a whole bunch of leads that are gay, right? And she says she supports having many, many LGBTQIA characters in our stories because that's what this is all about.
I'm here as a mother of two queer children.
And she wants to remind you that she is here as a mother of two queer children.
And I realized, oh, it actually is true. We have many, many, many LGBTQIA characters in our stories, and yet we don't have enough leads.
So we got to change that, folks. We got to make sure that we change the number of leads so that we are purposely putting out propaganda to make sure that your children are indoctrinated by Disney. So when you put them in front of the TV, when you take them to the parks, you're going to be really excited about what we bring you. We had a Disney production coordinator that said his team actually created a tracker to make sure they create enough gender non-conforming characters. This is what Disney is going to continue to do. So don't be fooled by their new old CEO coming back.
Space.
Yeah, I've had the privilege of working with the Moon Girl team for the last 2 years, and they've been really open to exploring queer stories. And I'm on the production side. Part of the work that I feel like I can put in is making sure that we take place in modern day New York. So making sure that that's like an accurate reflection of New York. So I put together like a tracker of our background characters to make sure that we have like the full breadth of expression. And we got into a very similar conversation, Carrie, of like, oh, all of our like gender non-conforming characters are in the background. And so it's not just a numbers game of how many LGBTQ plus characters you have. We got the further, the more centered a story is on a character, the more nuanced you get to get into their story. And especially with like trans characters, you can't see if someone is trans. There's not one way to look trans. And so kind of the only way to have these like canonical trans characters, canonical asexual characters, canonical bisexual characters is to give them stories where they can like be their whole selves.
Be their whole selves. If you think for a moment that Disney is backing down or that they have learned their lesson, no, because all the people that I just played for you are still at the company and still in charge of the content. And the former CEO, who's the one that came out really going after Florida, is now back being the CEO all over again. Now, before I get into more of this story, I want to say thank you and tell you about our good friends at Legacy Precious Metals. Without them, the show wouldn't be possible. And if you have not looked at gold and silver as a way to protect your hard-earned dollars against what's happening on Wall Street with inflation, it's time for you to call them and get the free investor's guide. Why? Because so many around the world are now using gold and silver, and historically they have for decades, as a protection, a hedge against inflation, which is exactly what we're dealing with right now. If you're terrified to look at your retirement account, your 401k statement because of what's happening on Wall Street, that's all the more reason why you should call and get the investor's guide on gold and silver. Protect your hard-earned money and diversify. Call them and get the free investor's guide from Legacy Precious Metals. 1-866-751-2218. 1-866-751-2218 or online at legacypminvestments.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
So before you go shopping and you buy all your gifts with Black Friday and Cyber Monday, just remember, Disney has not changed. You have an opportunity to stand up to a company that wants to indoctrinate your children and also is attacking every conservative and evangelical Christian in this country, any person of faith. Now, you may say, well, Ben, that's an awful bold statement to be making. All right, let me back it up. Disney's activism partner, Nadine Smith, had this to say on the CEO corporate-wide call called Walt Disney's Reimagining Tomorrow. Listen carefully to what she has to say about the GOP.
Coverage, but the context is also who is pushing it, what their record is, and what the history is in Florida. You know, you can go back to the 50s, to the Johns Committee, where the legislature was actively put together a task force whose whole job was to root out civil rights workers and any homosexuals in the university system. They destroyed lives. Literally, people committed suicide behind the relentless attack. And then you have Anita Bryant, and many of us are of an age to remember Anita Bryant's Save Our Children campaign, which was premised on the same ideas that undergird this bill. And because of her campaign that equated being gay with being a child predator, she was able to pass a ban on gay people being able to adopt, a marriage ban, and then she took that nationwide. And so when we react to this, a lot of us are reacting from the pain we experience of being isolated and stigmatized in school. But we're also reacting from the reality that when they can erase you, when they can criminalize your existence, when they can demonize who you are, the next step is to criminalize you and take your kids. And we're already seeing that in Texas. So the slippery slope between these ugly messages, emanating from legislative leaders in our state, and then amplified by our governor, whose spokesperson immediately began calling everyone who opposed this bill groomers, a.k.a. pedophiles.
By the way, that's not true. That's a lie, but, you know, who cares if you're telling the truth or lying now if you're a Democrat? That's who Disney brought in, and that is what she had to say about conservatives and Republicans, saying that immediately we were claiming that anyone that was gay is some sort of groomer or pedophile. That's not what was said. The bill had nothing to do with this. The bill never said the word gay in it. What did they do? They lied. And they went after DeSantis and they lost. And now conservatives have stood up to them, thank goodness, and it started to hurt their bottom line. But this Christmas, they're hoping that immediately having this last minute replacement of a CEO, that that's going to change how you look at them. That it's going to make you say, okay, let's take our kids to Disney. It's going to make you say, okay, they've learned their lesson. Now we can go back to business as usual. The CEO who is now in charge, the same former CEO of Disney that started this entire war and started going after and attacking conservatives, parents, and the Republican Party in Florida. Their war is not over against us. Make that clear. Okay, their war is just begun. And their war is to indoctrinate your children and have many, 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 many more LGBTQIA figures. Their words, not mine. Right? They want to be able to make sure that everywhere they can just say gay, 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 gay. Again, those are not my words. Those are their words in their own conferences. I'll also remind you of something else. DeSantis's bill was not a don't say gay bill, right? The DeSantis bill was simply saying you can't talk to my kindergarten, first, second, or third grader about all of these types of issues. It is not your place. That's what it is. I will also remind you that Dr. Fauci, during the entire pandemic, did a Disney Plus documentary, or they did a Disney Plus documentary on Dr. Fauci, where he even teared up. More propaganda from Disney to get your kids to get the jab.
When I think about my dad growing up, I certainly think about that seriousness. but very few people get to see.
Yeah.
He's funny, weird, and really playful.
God help us. In 1981, HIV/AIDS was evolving rapidly and frighteningly. There was anger at the government's response.
When you got sick, you were gone fast.
It's affecting you now.
Yeah.
Why?
Post-traumatic stress syndrome.
COVID hit, he became this target.
My dad said, we're going to get through this whole thing. And he's held that.
You don't do it because you want to make money. You don't do it for the glory. You do it because you care.
When you're involved in a race to stop a horrible disease, you always feel you're not doing things quickly enough.
That is the propaganda that Disney was putting out during the time of COVID. Disney Plus spent time doing a documentary about Dr. Fauci to imply that Dr. Fauci is the perfect person who should never be doubted, who should never be questioned, that no one should ever ask anything about what Dr. Fauci tells you to do, you should just do it. If Dr. Fauci tells you to jump, you jump. This was the propaganda that Disney was putting out to also undermine parents. To make it clear that your kids are really not your kids. That your kids are property of the United States government or your local school system. And that your kids should, the decisions about what they put in their body should be up to the government and not you, the parents. Disney's smart. They understand that from a public relations standpoint, they screwed up. That's why they announced right before Black Friday that they have a new CEO. And what they're hoping it will be is a moment where you say, oh, good, I can now go back to Disney. Understand that Disney has not changed. And the new CEO is the former CEO, the same CEO that went after DeSantis and Republicans, saying that you're a bigot or a racist or a homophobe if you don't want schools to talk about transgenderism to your kindergartner, your first grader, your second grader, and sex ed. There was nothing in the bill that said don't say gay. The bill was very clear. All it was giving parents the right to say, it is not the job of the school system to indoctrinate my kid on sexual issues in kindergarten, first or second or third grade. That's all the bill said. So they're going to play the game. And they're going to hope that you're stupid enough, and I use that word because that's what a little respect they have for you. They're hoping that you're dumb enough to give them their money and that so they can start the rebound at Disney. Their stock has plummeted. Their CEO went hardcore woke, was publicly outspoken. They're now just going to be quiet and keep doing it in secret. They're going to keep putting the LGBTQIA characters in your kid's face, the non-binary characters in your face, the transgender characters in your face. They're still going to demand that they be in the lead roles, as their head of Disney actually said. She said it. Never forget that. Disney's CEO denies company, by the way, is too woke. The world is a rich, diverse place, as they described it. Walt Disney CEO pushed back on the claim that their company had become too woke following its wholehearted embrace of radical transgender ideology and the LGBTQ activism. At the Wall Street Journal Live Tech Conference recently, the CEO responded by saying inclusivity is part of Disney's storytelling mission. I told you this is about indoctrinating your kids through their storytelling, through their G-rated content, adding that he wants Disney to reflect the rich, diverse world that we live in, saying, quote, I think the more complex something is, the more you really have to drill down into the basics. And we want our content to reflect the rich, diverse world we live in. And again, I guess that's another way of saying catering to your audience, but the world is a rich, diverse place, and we want our content to reflect that. And we're so blessed to have the greatest content creators in this industry. They're not changing. They're just hoping that you're stupid enough to give them your money again, thinking that they changed, and they didn't. Do not fall for this big lie. The holidays are vitally important to Disney. They desperately need people like you to say, all right, I'm going to go back and spend money because it's easy to spend money on Mickey Mouse. I'm going to take my kids back to Disney because it's easy to do that because it's just making the memories. And if we back down and we allow them to win, they will never learn. The only thing they're going to learn is, all right, maybe don't say it publicly. Let's just keep it quiet. Let's fake them out. That's the only thing they're going to learn is how to do the PR game with it. Make sure you share this podcast, please, with your family and friends ahead of the big shopping season so other people hear this. And I will see you back here tomorrow.
The following is a High Five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your High Five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to have supervision, enhanced hearing, extraordinary reflexes, to be, dare we say, superhuman? Well, Roku's new Pro Series TV can't do any of that for you. But with a 4K screen, side-firing speakers, and a blazing fast refresh rate, it'll sure feel like it. Elevate your entertainment using all your favorite apps like iHeart and play all your music, radio, and podcasts with the new Roku Pro Series. Your senses aren't better. Your TV is.